This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha from today to attend the All India Conference of Director Generals of Police and Inspector Generals of Police in Bhubaneswar. Odisha is hosting the event for the first time, which will be attended by the Director Generals of Police of all the states and union territories, as well as the chiefs of the CRPF, RAW, NSG, Intelligence Bureau and SVG. Apart from Mr. Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval are also scheduled to attend the conference. The DGP's conference is likely to discuss important issues such as internal security, cybercrime, the masked menace, challenges posed by AI tools, the latest threats in drones, and counter-terrorism, among other matters. India has called upon Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities and their places of worship. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha that the primary responsibility of the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. Several incidents of desecration and damages to Hindu temples and deities in the neighbouring nation have been reported in the past few months. The Supreme Court has ordered the Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan currently in force to tackle the severe air quality in Delhi will continue till 2nd of November. I beg your pardon, it's 2nd of December. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Mercy made it clear that all GRAP 4 measures except for schools shall be continued till Monday. The bench said that in the meantime, the Commission for Air Quality Management will hold a meeting to decide on easing the GRAP restrictions. The National Investigation Agency yesterday conducted extensive searches at 22 locations in 6 states in their human trafficking and forced cyber fraud cases. These states are Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, Maharashtra and Punjab. NIA in a statement said that the premises of 17 suspects were searched in as part of the ongoing investigations in the case linked with an organized trafficking syndicate engaged in trafficking of Indian youth to Southeast Asian countries. In a bid to strengthen the healthcare services in Ladakh, Ministry of Finance has approved creation of 103 posts for the establishment of earlier sanctioned new medical college for Ladakh. The ministry also approved for creation of 142 additional posts for the expansion of the existing 200-bedded SNM hospital in Leh. With this approval, it will be upgraded to a 350-bedded hospital in Leh to meet the growing demands of the healthcare in the region. It will be the biggest hospital in Ladakh, catering healthcare services to the people. Chairman of the Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council, Leh Tashi Gyalson, has expressed his heartfelt gratitude to the centre government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. India has bolstered its partnership with Zambia by supplying medical equipment to support the nation's healthcare system. The consignment of media supplies departed from Mumbai yesterday. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randeep Jaiswala said that the consignment consisting of hospital beds, operation theatre table, infant incubators, resuscitators, anaesthesia machines and other products departed Nava Sheva Port, Mumbai. In hockey, in a nail-biting encounter, defending champions India triumphed over Japan with a 3-2 scoreline in the Men's Junior Asia Cup 2024 hockey tournament in Muscat, Oman yesterday. This victory marks India's second consecutive win in Pool A following their dominant 11-0 opening against Thailand. India's goals came from a penalty corner rebound by Thokchum Kingson Singh and subsequent strikes by Rohit and Arijit Singh. Japan's Neil Sato responded with the 2 goals from penalty corners. On Saturday, India will take on Chinese Taipei in the next match at 18:15 hours, and in the final group stage encounter, the team will take on Korea on Sunday. The deep depression in South Bay of Bengal is expected to move northwards on today and will cross between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry on 30th morning. The warning of heavy rainfall in coastal districts of the state continues for 2 more days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.